That was a tough one. Told the players, couldn't be prouder of how they played and competed through five quarters. I thought that some great individual efforts as well as some great collective efforts. John Rogers blocking the field goal, blocking the PAT there late. Muhammad Masakwai, the things that he was able to do offensively. I'm not sure how many yards he had, but had to be well over 100. Jerome Harrison, guys like Mike Furry playing some on defense. There was just a lot of really good individual efforts, and it's difficult to lose at any point. It's always difficult to lose one like this where went as long as it did, fought as hard as they did, and came out on the minus side of the ledger. I think the thing that you see is that there are a lot of things here to build on from this experience. Offensively, we were able to move the ball, able to run the ball. Defensively, improvement on third down. Some of the other things that we were able to do with packages, I think all good things. I didn't even mention Josh Cribbs in the day that he had. Talk about a guy that wills the return to happen and the way that the group blocked for him. So tough for the group, but I couldn't be prouder of how the way they played, and that's what I told them. So with that, I'll open up to questions.
Eric, on the fourth down scramble, is that kind of the last thing you expect Carson Palmer to do in that situation?
We were in man-to-man coverage, and hadn't really been a big scramble issue to date, especially with the injury that he's had and the problems he's had with that. And you know, you always want to keep your rush lanes and keep the integrity. Just maybe got a lane too wide and the opening opened up, and guys were doing a good job down the field with the coverage. And he was able to get the first down.
Yeah, it was 14-14, fourth and one. Did you think about going for it, or did you say we got to get the points right away?
You know, I did think about going for it at that point. I thought that we had a better shot there. Kind of lost a little bit on the third down play. It was third and inches. I think if it was fourth and inches, might have had a play in mind for that. Thought when we got knocked back a little bit, that point, go ahead and take the points.
Eric, was there ever any thought at the end of regulation and trying a long field goal in about 56, 57 yards?
You know, with Billy, he's got a nice leg. You know, if it was Phil, maybe a little bit different. That doesn't mean I don't have confidence. Those field goals are pretty high or pretty low percentage. I would have liked to have gotten a few more yards there the play before. And then take a shot at it, but weren't able to do that.
Then when it was third down there, you're around the 20. Did you think about going in, this is when it was 17-14, going in the end zone rather than that handoff to Jerome gain 9 yards to make it closer for a field goal? Did you?
It was third and long, right?
Yeah.
Third and really long. Again, we're in that range with the kicker that if you were to lose yards on a sack and it would take some time to push it down the field, could very easily be out of field goal range just as quickly as you. You know, you'd love to always take a shot in that situation. But, again, there's some things that we have to balance out, you know, as we go forward with Billy. And, look, this is not any slight against Billy. You know, with Phil, things – the equation could be a little bit different.
Anderson looked really sharp with his throws all day. Do you think just the appearance of those throws energizes the team after what's happened for 3 weeks?
I think that offensively, there was a lot of good things. Tony, really, having the running game going, and I thought Muhammad really showed what his potential is, and made some outstanding catches. I know Braylon didn't have many catches, or I don't know how much production he had. One thing that was I was impressed with him is it was never a concern of his. It was never a worry of his. He was out there blocking as much as he could, and obviously he was working to get open. We wanted to get him the ball, but just really impressed with him throughout the game as well.
Why did it take until today, Eric, to get Muhammad in a game like this?
Well, we hadn't really been doing very much effectively, and we hadn't really converted a lot of third downs and had the opportunities that we had, and it wasn't something that we were trying not to do. It just didn't hit, but it was good to see, really good to see. Brian got his first action. I think he might have gotten a grab. All those guys, Josh, Mike Furry, I thought they all played well.
How did you think injuries really forced your hand at running back? Can you talk about how Jerome answered the bell?
Well, he didn't. I thought he did a nice job last week, and then to get the volume of carries that he had this week, and even Jennings might have had one or two in there, and thought he did pretty good from coming up from the practice squad, and I give credit to the offensive line too. There's some guys filling in and doing well, so it's that's a group effort. The tight ends, Lawrence, I thought all together did a nice job, and really the receivers too. I mean, you lose track of those guys, but there are some blocks that they made that helped spring some runs that probably wouldn't have been there.
Derek looked, and what happened on the interception he threw at the goal line?
I think it just got away from him a little bit. And we didn't have the – we challenged it. They didn't have the television angle from the other way. I really thought the DB had trapped it, but there's no way to really confirm it. On the scoring plays, that's why you take a chance at challenging it, but just didn't have the other look. I think it just got a little bit away from
him. Eric, what were you able to do in the second half today that you weren't able to do in the first three games because you were really outscored by a large margin those first three games? What was it today?
I think it was the complementary football. I think more so than anything, our ability offensively to generate drives and generate long drives. I think we only had three or six plays defensively in that third quarter. And also our ability to get off the field on third down defensively. The defensive line, I thought, did a nice job in their third down pass rush, and that coordinated defense, coverage held up. That's a good group. And they've got a good group of receivers, really good quarterback, and all guys filling in where they need to fill in. So Mike Adams playing a couple different roles, Mike Furry out there playing safety, playing star, and that's sometimes what you have to do is just figure out how you can help and figure out the best combination and play good coordinated offensive and defensive football, and good things usually happen.
It seemed like the secondary in general was a little bit tighter today. When Brandon McDonald came back out there, he did some nice things with Mike Adams. And can you talk a little bit about the secondary play today?
Yeah, those guys, with the secondary, it's very similar to the offensive line. You have to work together, and you have to work together over a wide range of field. It's different. You can't communicate back and forth to adjacent people. And, I thought their communication was better today, and they've been working at it. And Jerome's been working with them. And important thing is to take things that we did today and carry them through week to week. And we've played spurts of good football here, and we've played spurts of football that really wasn't very good at all. But I think everybody sees what we can do and the importance of working at it and the process that's involved, and hopefully we'll come out on the plus side of these games.
Eric, I think it was the second quarter. There was a skirmish. Braylon was involved, a couple other guys, but it really seemed like a switch was flipped after that with momentum in the stadium. Did you sense that anything happened after that, particularly with your team?
I felt like these guys, I felt like our guys were ready to play. We're excited to play, and I give them a lot of credit, and in the sense that it's easy to come in when you're winning and work hard and play hard and do all the right things. And it's tougher when you're not. But it's so important to stay with it, to be consistent, and move forward. And they've been working at it. They've been working at practice, and we're going to keep working at it.
And go ahead. Time out on defense right before the two-minute warning. Could you talk about why that was called?
What we were trying to do is, in looking at it, thought they were going to get the playoff before the two-minute warning, and we didn't have people in the right spots at that point for a fourth-down play. I thought about letting it run to the two-minute warning, but the last thing I wanted to do was not call it, have them snap it, and have a guy misaligned. You never want to waste a timeout, and I probably would do it again if it came up, just because we weren't in the right spots. It was too critical a point in the game. I didn't want to leave it to chance that, okay, maybe he's not calling it. So did it when we did it, and trying to get people in the right spots and also take a look at what they were going to do.
How did you think Derek
play? I thought he played well. I think that you don't want turnovers, and he was very conscious of that throughout the week, and something he's will continue to work at. But he made a lot of nice throws. I thought he made a lot of nice checks. There were some times where clock was getting a little bit tight and he got guys in the right spots. Thought he ran the offense well, which is very important. And then I also thought he threw the ball pretty well today also.
Is it pretty clear that he gives you guys the best chance to win?
I was really happy with him today, and I think it showed our ability to, as we play together and mix the run and pass and do some different things, can move the ball effectively, and Cincinnati's been playing really good defense throughout the whole course of the season. So I was pleased with them.
After the way that the last couple weeks have gone, especially the way the game got away last week, how important was it for your guys to bounce back when you got down the two touchdowns today and not just give up and not have the game kind of snowball like it did last week?
To me, it's important to understand how to deal with adversity. And I thought our guys dealt with adversity well today. And there were a lot of times where we're in tough spots. The blocked field goal, they score, the blocked PAT. To me, that's dealing with adversity. You don't know what's going to happen. You just don't know what's going to happen. You got to play, that moment with the same intensity. And I thought there were some great examples of that throughout the day.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.